Good morning. I'm Don Lloyd, your storyteller at Lake Chelan Historical Society. I'd like to tell you that our museum hours, now that spring has come, are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The source of today's story is from Tom Hackenmiller's book called Wapato Heritage. Let's talk history today about one of Lake Chelan's esteemed early residents. Even as a young man, Naquilican, pardon the pronunciation, who eventually became known as Wapato John, accompanied his father on early pack trains to the Astoria and Fort Vancouver areas. He learned the skills of traders and negotiators. He watched the farmers. He developed leadership qualities. After many extended visits to the Portland area, Naquilican realized the potential of a trading post in the Aniat area. He located his home and store at the foot of what is now called Oklahoma Gulch. Here, he grew vegetables and was renowned for his potatoes, and eventually became known by the Chinook name for potato, Wapato. The first apple trees in north central Washington were planted by him from seeds obtained from Fort Vancouver, but had come from England, so they say. Though only one tree grew to maturity, it did produce apples. Wapato John raised a large herd of horses and cattle and established a horse-powered ferry across the Columbia River. On occasion, he would guide white travelers into the mountains. His home was a timber cabin with a sod roof and a dirt floor. In December of 1872, a large earthquake at Ribbon Cliff, just above Aniat, caused a landslide which temporarily dammed the Columbia River and caused the sod roof of Wapato John's cabin to collapse. It showered the family with dirt and debris, and they spent most of that night sleeping on the ground with a little snow underneath. Some reports maintain that the resultant backup of water may have flooded the cabin and the trading post. Another Indian family, a widow and her children, living in a cabin near the Wapatos, awoke in fright that night. They felt the ground heaving up and down and heard a tremendous roaring noise and then a crashing sound. When the youngest son, Tanteako, ran out to investigate, he said that the river was flowing backward. Some of the Indians, living in teepees near the river, ran to the hills when the water began to overflow the banks. Tanteako and his family had abandoned their cabin because serious damage and rising water threatened the safety of the family. They then spent 5 days rounding up horses and livestock that escaped into the mountains. It also took many days to dry out their fur, their blankets, their extra clothing. With their cabin demolished, Tanteako and his family moved to the Lake Chelan area. Tanteako would later acquire the Christian name of Johnny Abraham. In time, he would marry Wapato John's daughter, Marianne, who was about 2 years old when the earthquake occurred. Well, next time we're going to talk more about Wapato John and his later life. It's quite interesting.